From Spark and Anvil and Dance Quest, this is Flock and Chapter 1 of the Dance Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Flock was a starling tween, small and round-bodied, with speckled feathers that caught the light in little flecks. She was soft and sturdy and moved with a bouncy, grounded joy, and she wore a big, loose, layered smock that flared when she turned. She never worried about looking sleek. She worried about where everyone else was. In her wing, she carried a felt board covered in little movable dots, and she'd slide the dots into shapes, a line, a ring, a wedge, a scatter, to show how a whole group of dancers could become one moving picture. A formation is the shape a group makes together, Flock liked to say, sliding her dots into a circle. One dancer is one dot, but a group can be a line sweeping across the floor, a ring closing in, a wedge pointing forward, a cluster huddling close, and then it can flow into a new shape without stopping. The audience doesn't just watch bodies, they watch the shape all the bodies make. That's a whole new thing to dance with. Flock grew up in the Great Reed Marsh, where her family were, of course, part of a starling flock. Thousands of birds who rose at dusk and made shapes in the sky together. Not one bird was in charge. There was no leader shouting where to go. Yet the flock made great sweeping ribbons and spinning globes and rippling waves across the whole sky. And it was breathtaking, a shape far bigger and more beautiful than any single bird. Little Flock asked her grandmother how they all knew what to do. "You don't watch the whole sky," her grandmother said, rising into the swirl. "You can't. You just feel the seven birds nearest you and match them. Keep your spacing, turn when they turn. Everyone doing that all at once makes the giant shape. The beauty isn't in any one of us. It's in what we make together, by each of us minding our little piece of it." Flock never forgot it. A formation isn't about being the best or the most seen bird. It's about feeling your neighbors and holding your place, so the whole shape can be beautiful. At 12, Flock made her bouncy way to Dance Quest, felt bored of dots under her wing. Rhythm, the dance leader, met her and asked, "What is formation?" Flock slid her dots from a line into a ring. "It's the shape a group of dancers makes together," she said, "and how that shape flows into the next one. Lines, circles, wedges, clusters. One dancer is a dot. The group is the picture. And you hold the shape not by watching the front, but by feeling the dancers near you and keeping your spacing." She looked up. "The beauty is in what we make together." Rhythm smiled. "You are appointed." Flock's studio had a floor marked with faint dots, and today, a small, worried wombat tween named Sumi stood in a clump of other dancers, craning her neck. "We're supposed to make a circle and then open into a line," Sumi said, "but it keeps turning into a blob, and I keep twisting around to look at everybody to figure out where I go, and Rhythm says I'm losing the shape. I don't get it. How am I supposed to know where the circle is if I don't look?" "Ah, you're trying to see the whole shape," Flock said warmly, sliding a wing around her. "You can't. Nobody can see the shape they're standing inside of. The birds never see the whole flock either. Here's the secret. Don't watch the front and don't crane around to check everyone. Just feel the two dancers on either side of you. Keep an even, arm's-length space from each. That's your only job." She stepped Sumi into the ring. "Feel the dancer on your left. Feel the one on your right. Even spacing. Now everyone do only that and open outward, keeping your two neighbors." Now, the clump breathed outward. Because every dancer minded only their two neighbors and their even spacing, the blob smoothed into a clean circle, then unfurled into a graceful line, one flowing picture. Sumi hadn't looked around once. "It made a line," Sumi gasped, "and I wasn't even watching." "Because you felt your place instead of hunting for it," Flock said. She gave the little wombat the rules, sliding her dots between each. Mind your spacing. Even gaps make clean shapes. Bunching makes blobs. Feel your neighbors. Don't watch the front. A floor full of dancers craning at the audience falls apart. Know your simple job in the change. I slide left as we open, and trust everyone else to know theirs. And remember, the shape belongs to everyone. No dancer carries it alone, and no dancer is left out of it.
When the studio quieted, Sumi stayed, stepping through the dots on the floor. I always feel like I'm going to be the one who ruins the group's shape, she admitted. Like everyone's depending on me, and I'll mess it up, and it'll be my fault the circle's a blob. Flock settled beside her, speckled feathers ruffling. Here's the kind thing about a formation. It doesn't rest on any one dancer. If your spacing drifts a little, the dancers around you feel it and adjust, the way the flock always does. You hold your small piece. They hold theirs. The shape holds itself. You're not carrying the group. You're held by it, same as you're holding it. She bumped Sumi gently, wing to shoulder. That's the best feeling in dance, I think. Not being the one everyone watches, being one of the many who make something big and beautiful together. Sumi looked at the dots on the floor and felt the lonely fear of ruining it soften into something warm and steady, the quiet belonging of being one held piece of a bigger shape. Feel your neighbors. Hold your place, Flock said, sliding her dots into a wide open ring. Doesn't it feel good, being part of the shape?
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Flock. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.